currently in our human society, what funds your life? What funds that mission, that purpose?
Money.
What makes it possible for you to create in this physical reality? Money. Whether it's your money or somebody else's money, it's money.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage, and I help leaders and change makers to rewrite their stories about money, to embody their unique creative genius, and to really impact the world. It's my mission to help the visionaries, the change makers impact the world. We need you. We need you. We need you. So today is a solo episode. And in these, it's just you and me. Yay. So in today's episode, I want to talk about your relationship with money. I want to talk about your attachment style to money. The importance of this is that most people either have a codependent relationship with money or they have a detached relationship to money. So this means that you are either reliant on money for a sense of safety and security and worth and value, or you are pushing money away because you believe that it is greedy, it is wrong, it is dirty, and you shouldn't want it or have a relationship with it. It's not safe to have a relationship with money. If you have a loving relationship to money, then it is a true relationship. Money is your ally. Money, fundamentally, is the energy of currency. It's the current of creative life force energy. And money amplifies your power. It amplifies your intentions, and it amplifies your belief structures, both known and unknown. So understanding your attachment style to money is absolutely transformational. My own experience with this is I would kind of flip back and forth between codependent and detached. Fundamentally, in my subconscious mind, not in my conscious mind, in my subconscious mind, I did believe that money was a space of safety and support, right? Because money allowed me to do the things I wanted to do. And as we know, we need money to buy food, to pay for shelter. We need money for survival. So the codependent part of me was relying on money to give me those, to give me that sense of security, to give me that sense of support. And when I had money, I felt a little bit more safe and secure. I didn't feel fully safe and secure. That's the issue, so to speak, the hole in the pot of codependent relationships. Whatever you're placing your codependency in, it can never grant you what you truly desire. This goes for intimate relationships as well. When we believe that somebody else is the source of our love, of our joy, of our fulfillment, of our safety, it creates a lot of distortion, a lot of expectation, right? So I had this relationship with money where I expected it. Hey, you got to show up. You have to take care of me because I am reliant on you for my sense of safety and support. My detachment to money was that I was scared to have it simultaneously. So in one way, I wanted to attach myself to it because subconsciously I believed it provided safety and support. In another way, subconsciously, I was scared to have it. And I was scared to really have an intimate relationship with the entity of money. Money has a vibration of an entity, just like a business does, or the government has an entity. The government is an entity and it has a particular vibration, a state of being. And that vibration, that state of being is a vibration. Everything in the universe is vibration, is frequency, is sound. So if you think of money as an entity, it too has a frequency. And we can have a relationship with the entity of money, not the actual bills and coins and not all of the meaning that we give money, but the core, the actual being of money. So for me, I had this codependency and then this detachment and codependency and detachment. And I would experience, you know, money coming in, money going out. I would experience a lot of insecurity around money. Because again, fundamentally, I didn't feel safe and secure in myself. I didn't believe that I was the source of my own abundance, my own power. Even though consciously I knew that, you know, I've known that for a very long time. I've been doing this work for a very long time. It doesn't matter how much work you've done. It doesn't matter how many beliefs you've addressed. Because the truth is, if money is not showing up in your life to the fullness that it can, that you know it can, then you are still holding on to belief structures, ancestral pain, karma, etc. Trust me, I've done so much work. And sometimes we can get into this belief that, isn't it enough? But we have to understand that humanity is transforming in a very large scale. So we are really being asked to address things that in the past have worked and now they no longer will work. Making money, working with money, having these toxic relationships to money will no longer work. And it's not even just about whether it works or not. It's so much more enjoyable. So through my process of healing my relationship to money, I now have a loving relationship with money. I feel the love coming from money. I give love back to money. And it transforms the game of money. Mainly why we don't like to talk about money, why we resist money, why we think, you know, even on some level, like it's not important, right? We have our vision, we have our purpose, we have our mission. That's what's important. And absolutely. But currently in our human society, what funds your life? What funds that mission, that purpose? Money. What makes it possible for you to create in this physical reality? Money. Whether it's your money or somebody else's money, it's money. That is the current way that humanity works with the creative life force energy in physical form. So you can pretend all you want that it's not necessary. You can pretend all you want that you don't need to focus on it. The truth is, you don't need to focus on it. But you do need to have a loving relationship with it for it to be effective, for it to be available to actually show up and support you in your vision, support you in your mission. And I avoided it for so long. Because I really, you know, I just thought to myself, I don't want it to be about money, right? I want it to be about something bigger. I want it to be about changing the world. I want it to be about people reaching their highest potential, their limitlessness. That's always what's resonated with me. I didn't want it to be about money. And so over and over again, I denied the truth until I finally realized. And honestly, higher self was telling me this the whole time. I just wasn't listening. my inner knowing, my higher self, my intuition was telling me to focus on the money. And I kept saying, that's greedy, right? I don't want to make it about the money. I want it to be about something bigger. But because I was avoiding it and denying what was really going on beneath the surface, I couldn't embody my wealth. I wasn't making the impact that I wanted. The beautiful irony. And so I had to look at my codependency. I had to look at where I was giving my power away to money, thinking that it provided safety, security, thinking that it was a solution. Again, these are subconscious belief structures. So I invite you to stay with me here, open-minded. If you are not experienced the fullness of abundance, I invite you to stay here open-minded. There is a lot underneath the surface. I have encountered so much. So these subconscious beliefs, subconscious way that I worked with money, of not being in my power, displacing my power to money, and then detachment, right? Not wanting it to be about money. That may sound heroic or of love, but it's not. Because it's still detachment. It's still non-inclusion. So when we say we don't want it to be about something, or when we think that or we feel that, we're actually saying that is not worthy of love. That is not worthy of acknowledgement. That is not worthy of joy, happiness. And money is worthy of love. Money is love. Money is love. Money is love. But I never felt that because I wasn't open to seeing it that way. Because my perception was that money causes pain, that if you focus on money, you're greedy, that if I focused on money, I'd be seen as greedy. And maybe people do see me as greedy, but I don't see myself as greedy anymore. And that's what matters, because your power is you. You are the one that holds your power. And when I determined and decided to have a loving relationship with money, the entire frequency, the vibration of the game changed. Now it's fun. It's fun. And through the process of embodying the vibration of wealth, I feel safe regardless. I have money come in and go out. And there's a lot of power in money going out of your space because it creates an energetic vacuum. We want money to leave our space. We want money to leave our space from a place of gratitude, from a place of us giving it. Yes, yes, yes. I give it freely. I allow it to move out of my space, knowing that it creates this vacuum. See, that's healthy. Right? That's a healthy relationship. Codependency, where we are hanging on to the money. We don't want to spend it. We don't want to let it go. Or if we spend it, we feel bad because we're reliant on it. And the energy of abundance, the experience, the embodiment of abundance is the embodiment of flow. And when you're in a loving relationship, the energy is flowing. There is a natural give and take there. There's a natural give and take. It's just like the relationship with my partner. We deeply love each other unconditionally. And I've never experienced an intimate relationship like it, besides like my boys, right? Family to some degree. And we just are always picking up. The exchange is always there. We don't have to talk about it. We don't have to say, hey, if you do this, I'll do that. And I'll do this and you do that. And that's the exchange. It just happens naturally, fluidly, in the flow of love. So wouldn't you like to have that relationship with money where you don't have to agree? You don't have to have this contract with money that, hey, you know, if I do this, you'll show up. And if you do this, I'll show up. Right? Like if you show up, I'll show up. If you show up a certain way, money, I'll show up. If you show up a certain way, money, I'll feel safe. Just this natural exchange that happens from actual love and honor. The honoring of what money actually stands for, not all the BS. There's so much BS around it. Generations and generations and generations of BS that you carry in your genetics. It's in your genetics and the many lifetimes that you've lived, whether you believe this or not, I can guarantee I could lead you on a journey to one of these lives where you either lived in poverty and money was far from an ally, or you abused money, you abused it, you used it negatively, you took advantage of it, right? You were greedy, whatever. All the stories, enslavement, sexual enslavement, these are all real. And they're all up right now for us to transmute and to really understand what abundance means. So what is your relationship style? What is your attachment style to money? And if it's not unconditional love, that you can love money, whether it's there or not, you can feel love, you can be loving towards money, no matter what, you can be loving, you can feel love when you spend money, you can feel love when you save money, you can feel love when you receive money, you can feel love when other people have lots of money, whether they're greedy or not, no matter where they're at, you can feel love towards the greed of humanity, not of money, of humanity. Love towards those that hoard and hang on to it. That's the unconditional love. I invite you to contemplate this with yourself. What attachment style do you have with money? And what are the belief structures that are creating those attachment styles? Do you believe that money provides you safety and security? Do you believe that if you have it, you're greedy, you're evil? Do you believe that you will misuse it? Do you believe that money only shows up in certain circumstances? Do you believe money only shows up if you work hard and grind and sacrifice your soul? Do you believe that the money is root of all evil? Not your conscious mind. Remember, this is your subconscious. So as I say these things, is this triggering you? Are you feeling anything in your body? Is there kind of a click, a snap, a twang? And special announcement, I have my prosperity portal, which is where we go into all of these limiting belief structures. And I use my wealth flow formula. And this is using breathwork, metaprogramming of the subconscious, unconscious mind, and quantum mechanics to completely rewire you and restructure you in the energy of prosperity, of abundance. So for a limited time, it's a holiday sale. This membership, we meet twice a month in very, very powerful activations. It is normally $111 a month. I'm offering it for $55 a month. If you get in now, you will hold on to that price. So you'll be grandfathered in. And that's a beautiful opportunity. So the link is below. If this is resonating with you, if you're ready to transform this for yourself so you can make a bigger impact, and regardless of whether you have money or not, right? This is about the relationship to money. Even if you have lots of money, I had lots of money before my money was stolen, and I still had the codependency and detachment relationship. Okay. So I look forward to seeing you in the membership. And until next time, please share this episode. It's very powerful. It's very powerful understanding of our relationship with money. I look forward to seeing you next time. Much love.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.